I can't believe it, but time is racing by this year. It's the calm before the holiday storm. But you can prepare your e-commerce business for the holiday rush now just by using ShipStation. Whether you're shipping from your house or a warehouse, ShipStation can help you increase your profitability. Save time automating your shipping and returns in the ShipStation dashboard and keep costs down with industry-leading carrier discounts while your holiday orders roll in. Listen, Brandy and I use ShipStation all the time. It's so easy to use. The dashboard manager is seamless. If you're not using ShipStation, what are you doing? You can quickly and easily update crucial order information and reduce errors. Effortless integration everywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. Manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications. ShipStation has enterprise solutions to reduce warehouse costs and improve profitability. Dude, you can get discounts up to 84% off of USPS and UPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become a customer for life. Set up your business for holiday season success with ShipStation. Go to ShipStation.com and use code YOURFAVORITETHING today and sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code YOURFAVORITETHING.
What's up?
Hey, bro Wells.
Listen.
You have a lot of aesthetics going on. Band tee, which is giving indie rock. Cardigan, which is giving old man on the golf club, the golf course. And backwards hat, which is giving frat douchebag.
So you were wrong about every single thing that you just said there.
What are you going for?
Okay, first of all, this is a car tee.
It looks like a band tee.
Okay, but it's not.
But it looks like
this.
One.
This is a Pendleton that is.
Oh, so it's dude, giving. It's giving the Wyoming tourist.
What the dude wears in the Big Lebowski, and this is a golf hat. So, you were all over the place there.
My friend Kirsten sitting across from me, and she said, "I'm the worst."
What is that noise? Is that my computer?
It might be the AC in here.
No, it's my computer being like, "You have not enough battery."
How come it can't charge and work at the same time like most computers?
Okay, so just to get the YFTers caught up, what happened was that I brought my computer on the road with me. Mm-hmm. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm in my third hotel of this trip.
So close. Hello.
I know you're in Miami. Apparently.
Yeah.
So I didn't bring like the big brick, you know, that comes with the computer. I just brought like a small one.
Oh, I see.
And when I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock and I opened my computer and it said 96%. But you know how sometimes when you open your computer, it thinks it's still when the last time it opened and it shows you what the last thing was?
Yes.
So I was like, we're gravy. Yeah, I was like, we're gravy. And then when I sat down, 8:55 because we were going to start recording at 9. I was at 9%, and then when I plugged it in, it said it was plugged in, but it said it was not charging. So now I've had to steal my wife's brick. This is the first she's hearing of it because she's in bed right now because she got food poisoning last night from the hotel lobby.
Oh no, where are you guys staying? Somewhere janky?
Spinach dip.
Are you somewhere janky?
No, it's a nice it's a relatively nice hotel, and the restaurant was really nice too. And we basically shared the exact same menu last night, except she got spinach dip, and I had a little bit of it, but she was just raw dog and spinach dip. Ew. I was like, you need some sort of
spinach dip is bomb.
Spinach dip is bomb.
It's bomb,
I know.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for my poor wife, she'll never eat it again.
Damn.
She just said, "Oh my god, you make me throw up." So we can't talk about spinach dip anymore.
So does she?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Does she stink up the bathroom with you there and like not give a fuck? And do you also vice versa do this or no?
We are a poopery family. Okay.
I told Kirsten she needed some poopery in her life.
Yeah.
So her fiance, if he were here and we were in this situation, because we just take shits and like don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like, if your fiance was here, what would you stink up the bathroom? Or like, what would you do? And she said he would go downstairs to take a shit in the lobby, that they don't poop in the same bathroom. So he would go to such lengths that he would go downstairs. Would you do that? Or would you just stink up the bathroom?
I used to do that for sure.
You used to do that. Okay. So like a few years in a marriage, that stops is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if it's going to be a grumper, like we know we're dealing with some some nuclear waste.
Nuclear waste, yeah.
Is it nuclear or nuclear?
I don't know. Nuclear?
I don't know. Anyways, I will, because I'm a gentleman and a scholar. A lot of times I'll go to the gym or the spa area.
Oh, that's a good idea. You should tell Ryan. Go to the gym bathroom down there.
Yeah.
Genius.
So yeah, now I feel bad. We got a rehearsal dinner tonight we're going to, because we're in Fort Lauderdale for a wedding. Why can't I say Fort Lauderdale? I say like I'm a kid. Fort Lauderdale wedding. Wedding.
Oh yeah, today is Friday, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I got a rehearsal dinner I got to go to.
So many weddings. I just can't even keep up.
No. I don't know if you saw it on my Instagram, but I've reached the age where anything that I do could cause serious injury to my body.
Mm.
The other day I sneezed, and now look at my eyeball.
You popped a blood vessel?
All of a sudden, it looks like I was in a fight with Conor McGregor and lost.
From a sneeze?
I think so.
I started listening to your story, and then I think I muted it or skipped it, but I heard something about sneezing, and then something else happens, and I thought you were saying you sneezed and then you farted at the same time.
Yeah. I got a lot of messages saying, oh, I thought you were big misdirect. Thought you were going to say you shit yourself. No.
Same.
I mean, I might have.
Yeah.
I wonder if every time you sneeze, you poop a little bit. Maybe. Just a little.
Yeah.
But no, this wasn't a brown eye. This was a red eye that happened. Damn. Here.
Does it hurt?
And so I'm in this wedding and I'm over here looking like.
Actually, maybe it's the computer. I can't really tell unless you do that, which don't do that at the wedding.
Yeah. Well, this happened a couple of days ago, so it's starting to kind of go away.
Mm.
Well, and I'm one of those guys that goes and holds his nose,
You shouldn't do that, I don't think. I think you're supposed to let it sneeze, let it come out.
I know. But I'm a big, every man, they get to a certain age and they just become the loudest sneezers ever.
Yeah.
Like your dad, I assume, is a very loud sneezer.
Truly, haven't heard him sneeze very often.
Okay. Well,
my mother is the quietest sneezer of all time.
Yeah. Well, for men, we just get louder and louder. Decibel levels get higher and higher, and I can't control it anymore.
I'm a loud sneezer.
Are you?
Yeah.
You let it go?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Gotta let that shit out,
I get it. And listen,
because if you don't, it comes out the other end probably. I don't want that. Or my eyeball.
Eyeball pops out of socket.
I'm not trying to have
that. You look like a freaking monster.
Yeah, I don't want that. So I'm just going to keep letting it.
Yeah. Come out. I've also got this other thing going on where just one nostril is clogged all the time.
Mm.
So that nostril is just constantly getting nasal spray.
That's called hotel air.
You think so?
Yeah, you've been in a few hotels, right?
This is my third.
That's what happens when you stay in hotels all the time.
Fucking hotel air,
speaking
man.
From existence.
Yeah. Well, that's your life.
Experience. My brain's not working.
Is it not? Why not?
Speaking from existence. I mean, that technically makes sense too. Kirsten's laughing at me.
But here's the thing.
Because I'm old. Well, it's because I'm getting old. My brain's gone to shit. My memory's gone to shit. My back's gone to shit. Did I even tell you I threw my back out and had to go to the chiropractor? And he said that my last vertebrae, see, this hurts, is compacted.
I don't know if he knows what he's talking about.
He knows. He fixed me for 2 days. And then I got to go back. This is what they do, though.
I told you the exercise you got to do for your back.
He took it. He took the x-ray.
No, the exercises you got to do for your back.
Oh, exercise.
Is it lower back?
It's the very lowest.
I told you got to do the cow pose, and then you got to do cat pose, and then cow pose, and then cat pose, and then cow pose, and then cat pose, and then cow pose, and then cat pose. Mm-hmm.
I don't have time.
You don't have to? Oh, do you have time to go to the chiropractor? And then take x-rays?
I did make time for that, yes.
Okay. So all I'm saying is every morning, this we got to do. Mm-hmm. And for all the YFTers out there that are getting the wrong side of 30 like us, every morning, you got to do cow pose, cat pose.
Every morning?
And then into, I forget the name of it, but you go back onto your heels, and then you lay down flat.
That's child's pose.
Child's pose, yeah. And then you do the one where then you put your dick to the ground and then you lift up, and that's is that sannyasa? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Then you do that one and then and only then will your back be perfect.
My mother has this pillow she sits on. Would you even call it a pillow? It's like a cushion that's anatomically shaped.
Yeah.
And I make fun of her so much. She literally has them all over her house. And now I need one. And I almost took it with me on the airplane. Is that the most embarrassing thing ever? Or fine.
That's embarrassing.
It's pretty embarrassing, right? I was am I going to carry this on? And the problem is when you sit on it, you're like, 4 or 5 inches higher up, you know, because the cushion's a thick daddy.
Is it hemorrhoid? Is it one of those little circle, those little donuts?
It's not a donut. It's like shaped like your ass, kind of. And my mom got it because the chiro told her she needs it for her lower back.
Does it work for her?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think I might have to start flying with it. And then I'm going to be sitting 5 inches above everybody else. And it's going to be really embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Because the plane really hurts it.
Yeah. All right. Should we shut the show?
Yeah.
Is it me or you?
I think it's you.
Okay.
We let Sarah do it last time.
I know. Bros and hoes, you're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with
Bro Wells and Miami Brandy. Y'all know that one of my absolute favorite things is Skims. I have been hyping them up for months and months now. I've literally switched over all of the underwear in my closet to Skims only. And I recently tried a few of their bras, and I am like a no bra girly. Like, I hate them usually. They're so uncomfortable. It's really tough for me to find one that fits well and that's comfortable enough that I like to wear it. But I have finally found a couple from Skims, actually, that I really like. I got their no-show unlined demi bra, and I got it in black and clay, actually. And I love them both. They're so comfortable that you truly can't see any of the lines underneath a t-shirt. It even wears well underneath a white tee, which I wear those a lot. So if you guys are looking for a bra that's comfy and works underneath your clothes, highly recommend Skims.
Believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Skims bras are now available at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcasts in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for a gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine shop ever. Also available at skims.com.
Honestly, what a great gift.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yes, YFTers, we are literally 45 minutes away from one another.
Not even, really.
I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I didn't realize Fort Lauderdale was basically just like a suburb of Miami.
Yeah, like sometimes if the flight times aren't good into Miami, I'll fly into Fort Lauderdale and just Uber here.
Can I say one thing about the Floridians?
Love that. You just won? Shocked.
The Florida drivers are fucking assholes.
It's because there's no rules here.
Yeah, I didn't see any cops, and maybe that's why. So this is what happened yesterday. So I was driving from Orlando to Fort Lauderdale, right, in my rental car. Speed limit was 70 miles an hour. I'm going 80 miles an hour. I'm behind a Jeep, okay? And there's a car next to me, right? So I'm kind of like boxed in. Mm-hmm. And this guy comes up behind me and starts flashing his lights. So I go, like, you know, I'm like, what can I, what, where do you, where can I go? You, I know you can see the guy next to me, okay? And I assume you think that there's somebody in front of me. Where do you want me to go? So I do this, you know? And if you can't see me, I'm doing like the, what do you want me to do thing. And then he drives past me and he fucking mean mugs me the entire way. And I what was I supposed to do, guy? I couldn't go right because there was a car. Mm. I couldn't slow down because your fucking ass was right up my shit. Mm. And then there was a Jeep in front of me. So you telling me to go or do something, couldn't do it. So once you realize that I was not able to go anywhere, you should have not done the mean mug this fucking poor guy who's just trying to get by. Okay?
What rental car did you have?
Well, I was told I was getting a RAV4, which, big Toyota guy over here, hence the shirt. And I ended up getting a Chevy. It's like a small SUV.
Okay.
My only thing is this. As long as I have CarPlay.
Oh, yeah.
We are gravy, baby.
True.
That's all I need. So anyways, I hate Floridians for a lot of reasons, but mainly for the driving of it all. Florida man, tax California man in the fast lane, even though he was going 10 miles over the speed limit and he could not go anywhere. Yeah, go take some bath salts. Go eat your fucking face off, Florida man. I hate you. Can't stand you.
Jesus.
Not into this state, okay? Not into this state at all. Okay. The only thing I do like about this state is, give me a ding.
You'll have one? No bell.
Okay, neither. Ding, ding, ding. Is Disney World.
How was it?
We had an amazing time at Disney World.
I feel like you go to Disney World a lot.
I go every year.
Every year?
Well, for the past 2 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah. We went with, Sarah was here, obviously, and then Ben and Jess joined us this year, which was nice.
Cute.
And then my brother and his wife were there, and we had 2 days in the park.
Is 2 days enough at Disney?
Here's the thing. I think so. Sarah disagrees with me.
I feel like it's not, but...
You know, here's the thing. So, obviously, I work for Disney, ABC, so I can say, hey, can you guys get us a guide? Which is so lovely that they'll provide that for me.
Are they doing it for you, or are they doing it for Sarah?
Let's be honest, they're really doing it for Sarah, but I'm the one who like put in the request, and then we had to like make a video for them, and then but they really didn't give a shit about me. I mean, I was mic'd up, but it was like, let's have the professionals talk, kid.
Right.
I feel so terrible. You know, when you get a guide, you get to cut the line.
Yeah, you
know?
You do. It's nice.
And you go in and you see what the wait time is.
Yeah.
And it's like Guardians of the Galaxy is like a 2 hour wait.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a world where it's like you go to Disneyland. If you don't have like a fast pass or something, you go to like 3 rides.
Yeah.
With kids who have no attention span whatsoever. I'm sure they're just losing their minds.
Yep.
And then you get up there and there are these kids who've been waiting for, you know, so long. And then they're like, excuse me, sorry, you need to wait. These fucking assholes who are adults who have no business jumping on Slinky Dog.
Nope.
Need to go first.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, and then you'll see the Make-A-Wish kids. And you're like, let them go. I feel like a terrible person, but I don't want to wait in lines. A couple things about Disney World that I just put down. Okay.
Okay.
Ben plays in this golf tournament. We go to Disney World. So I hit Ben up being like, do you want to come to Disney World with us? And like, you have to take pictures with us too. But like, you know, I can tag you along. And he's like, hell yeah, man. So we get to Disneyland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Disney World, excuse me. We get to Disney World and we go on the first ride, which is like a chill ride, right? Like no big roller coastery things, right?
Okay.
The second ride, it's like the Three Dwarves one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little bit of, that's one of those tick, 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 whatever. Ben's in front of us and he won't put his hands up.
He's so tall.
Because he thinks that his hands are going to hit.
Mm.
I mean, come on. You're tall, but not that tall, right?
Mm-hmm. I worry about that at Space Mountain.
Yeah. He did not look really
Have you ever ridden Space Mountain with the lights on?
No, but I've heard it's just terrifying.
Oh, terrifying.
And it's also very slow, apparently.
Yeah, it is. But it's also terrifying.
Yeah. It's only 26 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a hoodie. And all of a sudden, it's, you know, it's kind of a scary, fast ride. He puts his hoodie on and he bends down. And afterwards, we're like, Ben, are you scared of roller coasters? And he goes, yeah, I don't like the really fast ones. And I said, Ben, why did you agree to come to Disney World to ride roller coasters if you don't really like roller coasters? He goes, well, last time I was here was years ago and I was a kid and like, you know, like I think he thought that we were going to go like on like the Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, like the slow ones, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean.
That one's fine.
There's just like one drop and that's it. And we're like, Ben, we are going. Space Mountain, not Tower his of cup
Terror.
Of tea.
What about Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror, he kind of liked.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. He loved, and we all loved, Guardians of the Galaxy. Ding, ding, ding. The best ride I've ever been on in my entire life.
Haven't done it.
Come out here just for that. It is the best ride ever. And you know why it is? One, it's like one of the best, like smoothest rides ever.
Oh.
But there's a music component. There's like five different songs you can get.
Is it a roller coaster?
Yes.
Cool.
And it's similar to Space Mountain where it's inside, mm-hmm. but it's like screens everywhere. So it seems like you're outside.
That's sick.
You kind of go back in time and there's this music element to it. And so every time there's a different song, it kind of changes the ride a little bit. It's so amazing.
Cool.
The other thing, we finally rode Tron. We didn't ride it last year because it wasn't done. That roller coaster is badass. It is fast. And you're like on a motorcycle. So you're kind of sitting in a different weird way.
That's cool.
Boys, that is fast and fun, and I like it. But I do like Guardians of the Galaxy more.
Oh, okay.
And then my last thing that it was kind of like a rolling bit that I was doing the entire time. But you know when you go to Toy Story Land you walk in and you become one of the toys, right? So mm-hmm. all the things around you get really big as if you are one of the toys. You know, you're seeing it through Woody's eyes, I suppose.
Yeah.
In the bathrooms made with like blocks and like Lincoln logs, and it looks like a toy, you know, like that kind of stuff. I was like, you know, they should have like an adult side of this land, of Toy Story Land, where like Andy has gotten a bit older and the toys are a bit different.
Mm.
Like one of the toys is like a giant vibrator, and you walk inside and it's a strip club.
Not what I was picturing.
No? Call it the starched sock? Huh?
I don't know.
I mean, it's Disneyland, but you have like a giant like bra hanging, you Ooh. Know? You go wash your hands at like a giant thing of like KY jelly.
Oh my God.
Like Astroglide.
No.
You know?
No, I don't know.
There's like
no.
a fountain of just jizz.
Don't want to know.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what my mind does because okay. I have a problem.
Yeah.
There's something wrong in this old noodle there.
I would say so.
But Disney World was fantastic, and I highly recommend, and thank you to Disney World. Here's the thing. Dude, fucking Everest, so underrated. Like, one of the best rides in the park is Everest.
Okay.
Here's my underrated list for you guys.
Okay.
Everest is great. There's a Yeti. That's very scary. He, like, rips up the track, and then you have to, like, go backwards. And you catch a lot of G's in Everest.
Did that used to be Matterhorn?
Maybe. I mean, it's Matterhorn, and I don't think there's Everest in L.A., but there's Matterhorn in L.A. But Matterhorn's different. Matterhorn's like isn't that like you go into water?
Yeah, I think so.
No, this one's just like you are in Tibet.
Hmm. Okay.
Slept on rides that are just absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Everest. Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog's fun.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not worth it. Test track.
What's that?
You're like in a car and it's like it's kind of jostling you around. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then you go really fast, but you're like 65 miles an hour, and that's really it. Not worth it. Oh, we did the new Avatar. I think we did it last year too. We did do it last year. But that is so cool.
That sounds cool.
Very, very cool. And we drank Around the World, which was great. But can I say this about Disney World? Can Around the World have drinks that aren't like 99% sugar?
Can we do that? Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just have like whatever the shot is of that world? Let me just have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do they have, I know like Soarin' is like the over California. I know that's a Disneyland. Do they have something like that at Disney World?
They have Soarin'.
They do. I love that.
Yeah. Last year it was Soarin' Around the World. This year it's California, which I had never done because in Disneyland it's Soarin' Around the World now too.
Oh. Did you like it? I love it.
Soarin's one of my favorites.
It's so good.
I know. It's the best.
The smell, the oranges.
They puff little smells at you.
That's so nice.
By the way, I was a case study for consumerism in that park. I could smell the popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on being like, the popcorn thing is way over there. There's no way I can smell this thing right now. But I'd be like, man, that popcorn smells so good. And people around me are like, yeah, I could smell it too. And I'm like, how is it getting over to my nose, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that cartoon pie where like the smell goes and like all of a sudden the wolf smells it from like a mile away and it's like, oh, I gotta go. And I'm pretty sure that they're puffing out fucking popcorn smells when they hear the word popcorn from people around the park. Every time I was like, do you guys smell that?
And they're interesting.
Like, yeah. Anyways, we went and got it.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got the popcorn, brought it back. Jess got it, brought it back. It didn't smell like the smell that I was smelling, you know?
They probably have little diffusers that are puffing out popcorn 100%. Smells. 100%. Yeah, I believe that.
100%. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's no secret that consuming a little THC can help set the mood in the bedroom. Oh, yeah. Mm. However, getting that right strain and doses can be kind of difficult. That's why we're thankful for today's sponsor, Vaya. Vaya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a low dose of THC all into one mind-blowing gummy called High Love. We're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. See, their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience.
Wow, well, we know what Wells and Sarah will be doing on Valentine's Day.
Baby.
If you guys aren't down with the THC, they also have a wide array of other gummies without THC, so there is literally something for everyone. They also do have like sleep-specific gummies. The award-winning Dreams THC plus CBN is super good. So if you're 21 and over, you can get 15% off right now and a free pack of the Dreams sleep gummies with our exclusive code YFT.
Let the gummies work their magic. Head to viahemp.com and use the code YFT to receive 15% off plus one free sample of their Sleepy Dreams gummies. 21 and over, that's via viahemp.com and use promo code YFT at checkout.
Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Via Hemp.
The other thing that I do not like about Disney World that they're doing, and this is just constructive criticism, but when I got to the yacht club, which is where we were staying, they have like the check-in tables, right? Like there's like, you know, like the woman behind the desk and there's a computer or whatever, and you go put your arms up and you're like, okay, I'm checking in now. Now there's no one behind those desks. They still have those desks. But there's no one behind those desks. There's just a woman. There's just people that come out with an iPad in front of the desks.
Huh.
So then you like come meet up with somebody and you're like, and they're like, meh. And it's almost like, you know, sometimes when someone's like taking your information about like a survey or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't feel comfortable. And so I was like, why are you guys doing this? And they're like, oh, we want it to be one more personal experience of like checking in and stuff. I'm like, I don't like this. And they're like, why not? And I was like, I want to put my bag down, put my arms up on the thing. You know, you type away. This seems very weird to me. Mm. I hate it. I need there to be a barrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Agreed.
You're in charge. I'm asking for something. This is like too much of like a give and take, and I hate it so much.
Mm.
But I get it. You know, they're trying out new things. Got to try some new things. Anyway, so that's all I have on Disney World. What have you got?
Well,
what have
that
you
was a lot.
To?
That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was 28 minutes on Disney World.
Don't worry. I'll cut it down to like 20.
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
Well, I have just been in Tennessee in the trash weather. Just dreaming of the sunshine, you know? Just like craving the feeling of my skin burning. Like I need it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm so pale.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the sun in eons. Like I'm desperate to feel my skin burn. So called Keys on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, what you got going on this week, you know? And she's like, oh, some appointments, but you know. And I was like, should we go to Miami?
Mm.
And she was like, what's the weather like? And I already had screenshots, you know? I'm like, 80 and sunny, baby.
You were ready.
I was ready. And so I was like, should we go to Miami? And she was like, yeah, I need to know by today, end of day today. But like, yes. And I was like, all right. So I went to work. By the end of the day, ding, 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 had a hotel.
Yeah.
So we book flights. We get on a flight the next day. Here we are in Miami. The sun's coming out as I speak. And we're just celebrating. You know, I don't know if you saw, but my DJ residency was announced.
I saw that. Congratulations.
It'll be a few days ago when this podcast comes out. Thank you very much. And I knew that was coming, but like I haven't been able to talk about it until like they made the announcement, really. Like I've talked about it here and there, but I couldn't really make a big deal about it. So with knowing the residency was getting announced, that was something to celebrate. Keys actually got a new job, which is something to celebrate. And you know, we just celebrating life, really. Like life's so good. So we came to Miami and we laid out yesterday. It was pretty cloudy until about 1 o'clock. So we were like, we're sitting down there and we're like, do we put on sunscreen? You know, like,
yeah,
we looked at the UV rating and it said like 2 and it's cloudy and we're not feeling burnt. We're not feeling any burning skin. So we just laid down there with like not no sunscreen. Basically, I put a little sunscreen on my chest because just, you know, don't want to get turkey chest situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, like raw dog in it, no sunscreen.
Good for you.
Then, you know, like one, the sun comes out and we're like, the sun. Yes. And then I put on like a little sunscreen like an hour later, but nothing crazy because I want color. You know, I came down here for my skin to burn. Mm-hmm. And we're looking around the beach, you know, and everyone's sunburn as fuck. You know, those guys that are like, they have like the backwards hat, the sunglasses with the thing around the neck, all the tats, you know, just bros. And they're all sunburned as fuck. And I'm like, how are these guys getting so much sun? Like, it's cloudy. Like, I want that. I want to be that. I want to be a lobster. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Did I become a lobster yesterday?
You don't look sunburned.
Not my face, because I had a hat on, but my chest. Oh, okay. I like, okay. And like, I put sunscreen on my chest and like, you can like see how red I am here.
Oh yeah.
I like missed so many spots. Like, so if anyone's wondering, the sun is working in Miami. It is on. Even
Why
though
don't
it
use
is not
the
on.
Spray?
That's not good for you. Aerosols aren't good for you. First of all.
Well, let me tell you what else isn't good for you. Skin cancer.
No, I know. But like, I didn't put any sunscreen on my arms like a freaking idiot.
Okay.
But I was using, you know, like an organic reef safe, sunscreen on my chest.
That was
like,
your first
big
mistake
to just, what was I thinking going like this? Like a freaking
yeah,
idiot.
Come on.
Like, oh, so I'm basically a lobster from like here down.
I love that. For you.
And you better believe I'm going back for more. Just going to flip it over
at 10:30.
Fry the other side at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. By the way, so the wife tears because my battery was not charged.
I have to check out of the room.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. 10:30 checkout.
Request a late checkout.
I did. They're fully booked tonight.
I have a bone to pick, by the way, with hotels about
well,
this.
I've
exact
got a billion.
Thing.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Hey, hotels, what's going on? Why is it that if I'm paying to stay there for a day, my check-in time is 3 o'clock and my checkout time is 11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you stealing 4 hours of my stay here, guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Unacceptable. If I check in, let's say I check in at 5 p.m., I get to check out at 5 p.m. the next day. Mm. Them's the rules, kid. You don't get to just all of a sudden say, hey, listen, I'll give a fuck when you get it. No, I'm paying for an entire day, okay? And here's the other thing. If you get a red eye, you get in on a red eye, you have to book the night beforehand, or else you got to go put your bags in somewhere and then wait until God knows 3 o'clock?
It's not good.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Why are we standing for this, America? Listen,
great question.
Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, libertarian. I think we all can agree that we're getting fucked by the man here. And we shouldn't be. And you know what? I'm not exactly sure what's happening with this presidential race. But I tell you what, whoever decides to run on, let's fuck over the hotels so we get at least a day.
Yeah.
That's who's getting my vote.
I agree. That and daylight savings got to go.
And guess what? I think the guy that owns hotels isn't going to be the one who does that. So.
Oh.
I got to go for Biden, I guess.
So true. So true. It is fucked. But yeah, I have to check out of here and then store my fucking bags because our flight's not until 7 and we wanted to lay out all day, you know? So.
Ridiculous.
Crazy. And the fact that they have the audacity to charge you, like most hotels will be like, yeah, we'll give you like an extra hour for free. And then we're going to charge you $50 for every hour later or whatever it is, you know?
Oh, they charge you for the late checkout?
Past a certain point, hotels do. So like a lot of times, like they'll give you till 11 or 12. And then anything after that, they charge you for. Because I've had times where like they're because of flights, like I've been like, well, can I check out at like 3? And they're like, yeah, for $300. And I'm like, but it costs $300 for the whole night. Why would I pay $300 to stay 3 more hours?
Ridiculous.
Fucked.
Okay, so there's some things in the news that I think we got to talk about.
Oh, I don't know anything about the news. Great. Indulge me.
Okay. Have you heard about Scott Peterson?
No.
Okay, so Scott Peterson was the guy who it looked like he killed his wife and dumped her body in the ocean and like weighed her down with like a cement block that he made in his backyard or something like that. And he was like cheating on his wife. I think Gone Girl was kind of like based around it. And this guy he was put away in jail forever. Do you know about the Innocence Project?
No.
Okay. So the Innocence Project is this like band of lawyers who go and look at cases that they think they might have gotten wrong.
Oh, okay. And yeah.
So like there's been
wrongly
a bunch
convicted.
Of them. Yeah. Like that podcast Serial, that guy, the Innocence Project went and helped him and tried to get him off. So the Innocence Project is now teaming back up with Scott Peterson, up Scott Peterson, which a lot of people were like, that guy fucking killed his wife. Come on, he was cheating on her. And, you know, he had a boat. They found her in the ocean. All this stuff. There's new DNA evidence, okay? So I guess Lacey Peterson witnessed a robbery across the street.
Okay.
This is what TikTok has explained to me.
All right.
And I guess the robbers realized that she saw. So the new theory is that they took her and they killed her. And there was this van where they were robbing, they were putting all the stuff that they were robbing from the thing next door. And there's a mattress. They found the van. There's a mattress. And if that mattress has her blood on it, then
he's innocent.
He could be innocent.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow.
Crazy.
Damn.
I was like, that guy fucking killed that girl. Come on, let's be realistic. You know, what are we doing here? And now I'm like, owl theory. It's the owl. He didn't push her down the stairs. It was the owl. Call back to the staircase.
The fucking owl.
I love the owl theory, because when anyone ever wanted to talk to you about the staircase and then you brought up the owl theory, they were like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Owl theory. Owl. Go look it up. It's more for the bit than really anything else. I just like the ability to tell the story. Not that I thought it was true or not, but I do believe owl theory.
Yeah.
You do. I don't think that that guy killed her.
Really?
I don't think that that guy killed her.
Interesting.
If the wife tears are confused with what we're talking about, this was something that happened maybe 100 episodes ago. We were talking about a documentary called The Staircase. You haven't seen it. Ding, ding, ding.
I do think he killed her.
You do?
I do think so.
He's too nice of a guy, just because he was a little, you know, like the loafers
and
secrets.
Stuff. That, I don't trust his ass.
I know.
Men are garbage. I don't trust it.
Yeah. Speaking of not trusting some ass, give me all the dings.
I have no bell.
Give me all the dings, YFTers. Have you started watching The Curious Case of Natalia Grace?
No. What is it?
You are in for such a treat.
Really?
Brandi. Oh my God.
Okay.
Is it the most insane thing? And also, it takes you on a journey of emotional roller coastering that I have never experienced in mine or any other generation. Okay. Do you remember the movie Orphan?
Yes.
Okay. So, like, a little girl gets adopted by this family. Come to find out she's, like, really old, but she's got some, like, disease that makes her look really young or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening in The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. It's this little girl from Ukraine. She's 6 years old, and she's got some sort of dwarfism. So she's a little person, okay?
Okay.
And so this family who's got, like, three boys, they adopt her. After the first week, they're giving her a bath, and she has, like, full bush, right? And the mom's like, what's going on, dude? She's got bush, you know? And so they, like, look it up. And, you know, like, the earliest someone can get the pubes are, like, 8, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they're like, I think that she's, like, much older than we think she is. I don't think she's 6 years old. And the kid's like, well, no, I'm 6 years old or whatever. But, like, talks really well for a six-year-old, you know, like, full sentences and stuff. So then she's from Ukraine, so they bring, you know, someone from, like, the church that they're hanging out at is Ukrainian. They come over, the lady starts talking to her, knows zero Ukrainian, by the way, none. Some weird stuff starts happening. They keep on waking up in the middle of the night, and she's, like, standing over them with a knife.
I don't want to watch this.
And they're like, what are you doing? And she's like, terrifying. I hear voices. You hear voices? And then they, like, go to, like, this. They go to, like, milk cows, and, like, they find out there's an electric fence, and, like, the mother's like, she's trying to pull me into the electric fence. She's trying to murder me. They send her to a psych eval ward or whatever, like, the sane asylum, and all the people there are like, this person's a sociopath. Like, this person's a liar and making up stuff. Oh, my God, this little girl's like a murderer. And then all of a sudden, somehow the show twist it around, and you're like, I think the parents are liars. Like, I think this is, none of this is true. And I think this poor little, you know, disabled little person is being totally taken advantage of. And you're like, man, that sucks so much. And then the next episode, you're like, no, that little girl's a fucking demon spawn. I don't believe her. And then the next episode, you're like, oh my God, the parents, like, go and get her birth date changed from 6 to 22 years old.
What?
And they're like, we don't want to be around this girl. So they get her an apartment. They get her one apartment that's, like, up 16 stairs. She's a little person. She has a hard time getting upstairs. They, like, leave her there. Like, bring her food. And, like, you're like, well, if she is, like, 14, like, that's fucked up. You're just, like, leaving, like, this person. She doesn't know what she's doing. No job. Then you're like, the fucking parents are terrible. And then she starts, like, fucking with the neighbors. And the neighbors are like, this fucking bitch, I don't know about this one. Then you're like, oh, she's crazy. It is, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know what's going on. I just know that you need to go watch
really?
The Curious Case on Natalia Grace.
Okay. Where is this, Netflix?
HBO.
Oh, okay.
There's also a second season where it's like Natalia speaks. Because in the main one,
so you've seen both seasons?
No, I'm only in the first one. And okay. Also, you got this dad is the most dramatic, so full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Their son is this like really, really like genius mathematician who's got autism.
Mm.
And that you like feel bad for him. And he's like, obviously does not want to be doing this interview and like feels bad about it. Dad and this son like telling the story. You're like, this guy's so full of shit, man. Like, I don't believe it. It got to the point last night, and I'm still not 100% sure.
Okay.
But it got to the point last night where I was like, Sarah, I'm almost positive that this is satire, that this is not real. Like, this is the Blair Witch where, like, you think it's real, but, like, none of this, like, it cannot be real. The lawyer right. that they have talking, I'm like, this seems so scripted. Like, this cannot be real. But then you, like, look it up, news articles about it, and, like, the local news talks about it and shit, and you're like, I guess. But then I guess you could, like, make that up for the thing.
Yeah.
Please, everyone, I implore you, go watch The Curious Case, Natalia Grace.
I'm freaked.
As you should be. As you should be.
Okay.
Seriously, though, for your flight home or whatever, start okay. watching it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to talk Batch at all?
Yeah. We can talk some Batch. I watched the first episode.
Yeah, same.
My thing about the Bachelor, and I like Joey. I met him recently.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he said the first night was, I love that. Man, I love that.
Like on TV, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Everything any girl said was like, mm-hmm. oh, I love that. And I want to be like, the drinking game is drink every time this motherfucker says, I love that. Okay? Because you're going to hate that tomorrow morning when you're throwing up.
Yeah. I feel like everyone's got like a thing they say a lot, though.
Yeah. I like the girl that kissed him first and then went and fucking told everybody immediately. God bless you, lady. You're
what an idiot.
So dumb.
So and dumb.
I love that for us. Also,
do you?
Here's the thing. You want to hear one of my hot takes this year?
Yeah, I do.
I think they finally let him start drinking like they used to let him drink.
You think?
Yeah. No one jumped in the pool, which would always be like the telltale sign. But like, I think people were getting a little turnt that night.
Interesting. Okay. Everyone is just so young.
No, we're just getting 23, older.
23, 24. Nobody should be getting engaged at 23. Come on. Oh, there's a girl whose name is Star. That's sick. I love that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. She's also a mental health counselor.
Because of your that. Horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she spells it with two R's, which is so cute, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, standouts for me. I really like Rachel.
Okay.
She's from Hawaii. Love that for them. I really liked Daisy.
Okay.
She's from Minnesota. I love that. I really liked Kelsey. A lot of brunettes. Also, I don't think she's going to, she's definitely not winning it, but Maria, I think, is going to be like a fun, like a good character. You know what I mean? For the season.
Yeah. What do you think about the sisters?
They annoy me. I'm already ready for them to go.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
This whole sister thing, twins, we've seen it. We've done it. Like, it's not it.
Okay. I like Allison. She seems a little unhinged. Wait, is that one of the sisters?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, that's not who I mean then. It was the girl that was like, I'm not going to kiss him. Oh, Maria. She was like, I'm not going to kiss him. And then she kisses him.
Oh, I like Maria.
I know.
She's funny.
And then is it Leah who threw the card in the fire?
I think it's Leah, but yes.
Whatever.
Yes, she did. What are your thoughts on that? Like the whole like card they gave her.
I don't think she should have thrown it in the fire.
I don't either. Like I was really trying to think of like if it were me, what would I have done? Because I do like listen, she was smart the way she played it, I think, because it does just automatically make you seem like such a good person that you wouldn't steal that from someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, good play. And I think I would have, definitely done, said that. Like, I just, don't know. Like, if I could do that to somebody else, play that card. But I do think I would keep it because, you don't want to get halfway in and then wish you had it and have thrown it in the fire. Like, you got to keep that shit just because it's just nice to have a backup plan. You know what I'm saying?
And also, does her throwing it in the fire mean it's gone? Because no, it's not like a golden ticket like
yes,
Charlie
McSuckers.
No,
yes, it is.
Okay, well, who works on the show?
Not you. You work on Paradise.
I know, but I'm just telling you, like, you're telling me that, like, if they have an opportunity to use this, they're not going to?
She can't. She burned it.
Okay, let me tell you something. If there ends up being, like, a feud between her and another girl, let me tell you what I would do as a producer. I would make sure that the other girl gets a date and then be like, dude, go use the steel card right now. What are you doing?
But she would get so much shit for having burnt. She would never recover for having burnt it and then using it.
I don't know, man.
You would never recover.
Who cares? All's fair in love and war, Brandy. I would care.
No.
Would you?
Yeah.
She shouldn't have gotten rid of it. I'll say that.
I agree.
I think she was playing it just fine. She was like, I feel so bad. I don't want this.
Yeah. And then be like, how I feel about it. Yeah. Like, it seems crazy. Like, I don't still know if I could do that to somebody. But keep it in your back pocket, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this. What if another one shows up and they use it on her?
Ooh.
Mm. Possibilities are endless.
All those other bitches were like, ops.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a helicopter, like a cool date, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, I want to go dress shopping in fucking New York, you know?
So I wonder, like, are there any rules? Like, do you have to, like, use it before they say what the date is? Like, do you really get to know the date until, like, the moments that you're going? Like, sometimes you don't even really know the date before you get there.
The only thing you know is like, what it says on the card. But
yeah.
you can kind of suss out what it's going to be, you know?
I mean, you can and can't. That would be tough to know, like, what date you're getting into or not, but.
Yeah. For the most part, it's like, let's soar away, you know, and find love together. You're like, okay, well, you're gonna be flying, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, yeah, anyway. It's too early. And I will say this, I don't think, or I'm getting screeners for this. I can request, I suppose, but we'll try to be more, because we're going to be like another week behind.
I know.
On this. But sorry.
That's why I think you should try to get the screeners.
I'll try to get the screeners.
Episode one is always boring. Like, I'm only half paying attention to episode one every season.
Totally. In the Bachelor world, did you see that Susie and Justin Glaze have finally...
I got the inside scoop on that because Susie went with me to Sundance.
Really? And just finally admitted what we all knew for years?
Yeah.
That they have been together and it
They're
was like...
They're so
the,
cute.
It's like the worst kept secret in the world.
I know. But I was kind of fooled. I mean, I haven't known her long. I just met her recently. She's lovely, by the way. I mean, I always liked her on the show, but so lovely. And she and I went to Sundance together. She's a videographer, so I took her with me to help me with my content. And so we were just like sitting at dinner one night and just getting to know each other and chit-chatting. And like, we were talking about dating and just like the struggles of it and blah, blah, blah. And I genuinely was like, oh yeah, like bummer you and Justin don't have the chemistry. He's so cute. And you guys seem like such good friends. And she was like, well, actually... I was like, yeah. Oh, shit. I was like, you totally had me fooled. I guess because, like, I have a couple, like, I guess one or two, like, great guy friends that, like, I do have sort of the same dynamic with. And so I totally understand, like, having a really great guy friend and it's just friend vibes and that's just it. So I just, like, was hook, line, and sinker. Like, she fooled me. And then she told me, she was like, actually, no, we've been seeing each other and we are going to announce it, like, very soon. So I did know. And I'm here for it. I think they're fucking adorable.
Did they announce it because, like, they're starting a podcast together? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I think it was getting really hard to keep the secret is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was one of those things, like, it's only a matter of time before people find out. So, like, why not be the ones to announce it? Like, why let somebody else have that? That's how I would feel.
I feel like everyone already had found it out.
Yeah.
About a year ago.
I mean, they definitely were speculating.
They're making TikTok videos like every week.
No, I know. But like the worst thing would be like for a fan to take a photo of them kissing and then release it. Like if there's going to be a first photo or video of you kissing, like you want to be the ones to put that out. You want to like, you know, have control of that. That's how I would feel. So,
yeah. Did you hear about the three guys who froze to death in Kansas City?
No.
Okay, so all these guys, like, I think they rented a house in Kansas City to watch the Kansas City Chiefs game.
Okay.
And then three of them went out, like, left, and one guy was like, I'm going to go to bed. And then I guess he sleeps with, like, earplugs on or something and, like, an eye mask. And then, like, the next day, maybe 2 days later, like, no one could be found, and they were all outside frozen to death.
Is it that cold in Kansas City? I guess it is.
It was, like, 1 degree, but, like, also, break a window. What are you doing? So everyone's like, so I guess it's not murder and like no foul play,
mm-hmm.
but like these are like three adults who can walk to the next house and be like, hey, our friend is asleep and we can't get in. Can we get warm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like call 911. I don't know. Or like call your wife and be like, hey, I'm stuck outside, whatever. So they froze to death.
Ooh.
The guy's like, I just was a heavy sleeper and I was wearing a mask and da 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 da. I don't buy it. I think one, either he killed everybody and they took him outside. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. I think what's more realistic is I think they all did some drugs and OD'd. And then he was like, what do I do? And then pulled them outside and then was like, what do you got? Where is everybody? And you're like, Anyways, crazy.
That is sketch.
Sketch, dude.
Huh.
So we're going to find out probably when this comes out, like the toxicology will be out and we'll know exactly what really happened. But, I guess there was like a fifth guy who like left at midnight, but he's not really a part of this whole thing. But like, sounds shady.
It does sound shady. It does.
My last thing.
Okay.
I love a salad. Okay.
I love a good salad.
I try to be a healthy boy.
A shitty, there's nothing worse than a shitty salad.
Yeah.
You know?
Here's something that I want to start. Number one, I want to start a to-go salad packet that doesn't taste like hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a good one. I'll pay an extra couple dollars for like something that actually tastes like Caesar dressing and not whatever the fuck this is. Because this is not that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
This isn't ranch. This is some bullshit.
Yep.
My other thing is this. I appreciate what you're trying to do with like giving me the maximum amount of lettuce possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get a good toss if that thing's way too full.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So here's my suggestion.
Okay.
Let's not put so much lettuce in there.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a little bit of space in there so I can really shake it up and get it all up in there, you know?
Yeah.
Because what happens is that the top layer it's just soaked in fucking balsamic or soaked in ranch. And then you get down to the lower part and you're like, there's nothing on this. I'm just over here being a rabbit. And I'm not a rabbit. I'm a real boy.
Mm.
So that's the daily thought of Wells.
Wow. That was riveting. Truly.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff. Do you have anything else?
I do have some Muzaks.
Okay.
A guy I met at Sundance, we were just talking about music and stuff we liked and whatnot. And we were talking about like Tyler Childers and a couple other people. And he was like, do you like Colton Moore?
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
No. I know.
Coulter Wall is who I thought of. And I took me a minute. I was thinking he was saying Coulter Wall. And then I was like, Colton Moore? No, I don't think I know who that is. And he was like, oh my God, you have to listen to Colton Moore. So he like saved an EP to my phone and I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how I haven't known about this guy. He's absolutely amazing. He's got a little EP. I'm sure he has more music than just this. But the one I listened to, it's called Lone Wolf. It came out in 2016. So like I've really been sleeping on this guy for a hot minute, but it's very good. Like if you like, what do you call it? Outlaw country or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I think you'll really like this. You can play any, maybe play Lone Wolf. I don't know. Whatever song you want to play. It's good.
All right, let's go out on it.
Love that.
So you're just going back to Nashville tomorrow?
Going back tonight, actually.
Yeah.
Going back tonight. I am playing at the one. It's funny. I'm staying at the one hotel in South Beach now.
Yeah.
But Saturday night, so tomorrow night, I'm DJing at the one hotel in Nashville for their 1 year anniversary.
Oh, nice.
And then next week, I'm getting on a plane for LA.
Oh, I'll see you in LA.
Like a CSN.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
It's like that Pedro Pascal bit of like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I love him so much.
Oh my God.
I really feel like The Last of Us got seriously snubbed with all the awards this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and everyone's upset because the only guy in the feminist movie is the one who's
fucking ridiculous. Don't even get me started.
Nominated for an Academy Award.
It's so fucked up.
I mean, it's ironic.
I'm like, did you guys do this on purpose?
Yeah. They should, like, the Academy should be like, we can't do this. This is going to be fucking Tinder fire, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good is this guy?
So good.
Great voice.
All right, YFTers, we love you.
Love y'all.
I can't wait to not be in a hotel room next time I talk to you, you know?
Yeah.
Did you say bet?
I said I bet.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like trying to be a Gen Z or
I'm not trying. I hate when people say bet.
Same. All right, wife tears. I can't wait to be back in my studio. I hate the fact that I don't have control over so many things right
now.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.